In our last presentation, we looked at a quote from Mind, Character, and Personalities, Volume 1, page 346, where Sister White says that we should learn to trace history and prophecy in order to understand the conflict of the great controversy that's going on in our world today and the powers that are involved. And in our study of Babylon the Great, we're going to just briefly do an overview, which should, as Adventists, all be familiar with. But at the time period of the building of the Tower of Babel by Nimrod, there was instituted a religion during that came out of that time period. And perhaps the most, at least the book that I like the most, is the book titled The Two Babylons by Hyslop. And he goes back into that history, and he tells us that one of the reasons that Babylon ultimately becomes a mystery religion is that it allows a hierarchical religion to keep the lower echelons of the religion in the dark about the true worship, the true aims, the true purposes of that religion. But another reason that it became a mystery religion, the reason that it went underground, is because after the flood, when Nimrod was becoming more famous and growing stronger, Shem, Noah's son, was under great conviction that if Nimrod's religion and his growth and reputation wasn't halted, that the condition of the world before the flood would be very quickly repeated. And Shem, under holy unction, chased down, found out where Nimrod was, and slew him. And in fact, Hyslop says that he cut his body up into 10 pieces and sent them around to different cities of the kingdom, conveying in that action the message that anyone that enters into the religious experience of Nimrod will receive the same. And the Bible tells us that Nimrod at this time period was, you know, the great hunter, the great warrior, the most respected man in the world as far as being powerful. And history tells us that he did have many great worldly accomplishments. They say that he's the one that invented wars, that he built the first cities. So when Shem had the ability to slay Nimrod, there was a fear that came over the worshipers of the religion of Nimrod. And